Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon out to South Florida, out to Power FI. He is Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, Dr. David Tuyo. Hey, Dr. David, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Good morning.
Thank you so much for filling in. We gave you a whopping, hours notice?
Yep, I cannot picture a better way to spend my lunch break.
I can think of a lot. No, I'm just kidding. No, I can't think of a better way. you sent me your picture, and so I've got it up on the big 50-inch monitor here in the studio, and my wife walks in and goes, oh, he's handsome. And I'm like, and then she says, why can't you wear a nice jacket like that? And I'm thinking, because it's going to be 78 degrees here in New Braunfels today. So for what it's worth, my wife thought your picture was very, very nice, and was but a further reminder that she does not like to see me walking around in my Pittsburgh Steelers away jersey that I have on right now. Hey, folks, the name of the show is The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand, Power FI, TMG, Eloquent Online, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you in part by XDI, xraydeltaindia.com. Go check them out. Hey, it's tax season. You're sending out those tax statements. Fast, beautiful, elegant, efficient e-statements and paper statements from our good buddies at XDI. Go check out all the credit unions they help across the United States, from Hawaii to the East Coast, and check out all the great stuff. XDI.com. Well, Dr. David, you've got so many folks. Dr. David has so many letters after his name that when he set up his profile on LinkedIn, LinkedIn had to go out and get a brand new server. I mean, it's insane. MBA, CUDA, PhD. It's great to have you on. And I know this is something that your credit union deals with, fraud prevention, correct?
That is very much so. Down here in Miami, we are pretty much ground zero for any and every type of fraud that you can think of.
Yeah, it was almost a year ago, Super Bowl Sunday, Saturday before Super Bowl Sunday. I picked up my phone, minding my own business, offending nobody, checked the balance in my account, and realized there were over $1,100 in charges at Sam's Club down in San Antonio, Texas. Well, I've never been a member of Sam's Club, and it was the first time that I was aware of that my card number had been used maliciously. And it was a big eye opener. And of course, the one they sent me after that was the chip card. And I was going to say I haven't had any issues since, but I went to Minnesota in November, and yesterday I saw a charge on my card for $7 from someplace in Minneapolis. And I'm like, it's only $7, but was I in Minneapolis yesterday, Dr. David? I don't think I was in Minneapolis.
Well, I mean, teleportation devices, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. I had a conference call with our guest yesterday, and I did it from here. I'm pretty sure I was not in Minneapolis yesterday. So we're going to talk
about that. Are you saying that Eloquent Online does not have a private jet yet? Is that?
Not yet. Not yet. We're working on it. Until then, it's going to be the two Hyundai Sonatas that I have out in the driveway to keep things moving. But hey, don't laugh. They're paid for. But yeah, today we are going to talk about fraud prevention. And fraud prevention is a full-time job for TMG's Ashley McAlpine. She's responsible for staying current with new fraud trends that may impact and do impact the financial lives of consumers. She then ensures TMG's financial institution clients are in the best possible position to mitigate exposure to fraud. So today, with our special guest, Dr. David Tuyo and me, we're going to talk about it, and we will do it all right after this.
So hot outside, are you good, right?
Absolutely right. Dave Matthews on the cover of the AARP magazine. Dr. David, that hurts. I got to tell you, that hurts. Hey, her name is Ashley McAlpine. Hey, Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys today?
It is so good to have you on the show. Studio audience has lots of questions because they don't know the first thing about identity protection. So we'll work with them after this show. Just so you know, Ashley, our studio audience, every single one of them has failed out of the Subway restaurant management training program. Not the sharpest people in the world, but we're happy to have them here. Hey, first of all, tell us a bit about you and your career up to this point.
Okay, well, so I initially started my fraud career directly out of college. So I joined First Data, who's a credit card processor. And there I worked within their service industry, working to help financial institutions if they had any problems with any of our fraud products. So I did a lot of research and analysis and became very familiar with the fraud products that they offered. And then I moved into a product manager role. And eventually that led me here to TMG, in which I manage a group of very experienced and very knowledgeable people who help our credit union partners in stopping fraud.
Awesome.
Now, y'all put out some great pieces, and I was reading some of your articles, and you'd mentioned in one of your articles about the importance of teaching young people about identity theft prevention. Can you tell us a little bit about why it's so important for this age group to understand this?
Oh my gosh, it is. It's very important. I think it's because right now with this younger generation and the new technologies that are coming out, sometimes there's just not awareness of where there could be potential liabilities and pitfalls and when it comes to protection. We take a really good look as consumers, or we try to look at what we're installing on our phones and what we're responding to when it comes to email. And sometimes when we look at a younger generation, they're so quick to jump on to these new technologies that they're not evaluating that level of risk. So I think like when we look at Pokemon Go, that was a good example where there were some, it's a great technology and we saw it really boom, but we also saw that there was some loopholes in which fraudsters were able to access some data. And we're not seeing that people are assessing those guidelines in those details when it comes up for signing up for those solutions. They're not evaluating it for that level of risk. So it's becoming even more transparent that we need to keep an eye on that. Something that we've been evaluating or looking into is they actually had a research study through Javelin about young people and their exposure to identity theft. And it was detailed that there's actually young people are three times more less likely to identify themselves as being victims for identity theft. And when they do detect that they are potentially victims, it's oftentimes, you know, later down the line. So they're finding out when debt collectors are calling them, or they're getting denied potential credit for signing up for cards, or applying for, credit card solutions, or making large purchases. It's so oftentimes later in the day or later in their life experience that they're getting this notification.
Awesome. And I want to make sure people understand that when Ashley said she started her fraud career right out of college, she did not mean she was defrauding people. She was in fraud prevention. not a fraud
That's
career.
Important.
Important distinction. Yes. Hey, I also enjoyed the one you did talking about because I have a background. When I worked for EDS, I was a what they call the social engineer, and I would sometimes call our competitors to see what they were working on. I would go on job interviews to find out what our competitors were working on. And you talk about how fraudsters are now targeting contact centers, and they've got all these tricks where they try to be real nice, or sometimes they even get real angry and say, hey, I really need to get this information because you guys messed something up. How can banks and credit unions protect their customers' and members' information with these more sophisticated human attempts at fraud at the call and contact centers?
Yeah, I think when we are looking at our contact centers, some of the old solutions that we've been looking at have really relied on our analysts and their ability to detect fraudsters. But we've seen fraudsters are adjusting their techniques. And as you mentioned, they can go from two different extremes. They can be very sweet talking. They can be very comforting and have long conversations with the analysts to get buy-in, or they can take the other route where, or the other extreme in which they're being very harsh and very demanding. And as a call center rep, I mean, you really want to help the customer. So it's kind of balancing what you can do. So anytime that you can take that really out of the hands of the analyst and make it more of an automated solution so that you, and how you're detecting that fraud. So some of the things that are really key to be looking at are out of wallet questions. So questions that are going to be hard for fraudsters to get their hands on. No longer should you really be relying on a social security number, date of birth. Those types of techniques are questions that fraudsters typically have answers to. So it's expanding the questions that you're asking. And I think it's also important to look at new technologies and what those can offer. There's some great solutions out there when it comes to biometrics. So looking to see voice biometrics to see if the voice matches that of other known fraudsters, looking at where the phone number is coming from, if it's coming from, you know, the area that the cardholder actually resides in. And there's a number of vendors that provide these type of solutions that can be really cool and really allow that automation to take place in detecting those fraudsters calling in.
Awesome.
Yeah, no doubt the out-of-wallet questions sometimes can be even difficult for us that know the information to come up with the answers. So I think we're all looking forward to the biometrics kind of evolving more towards more mainstream. But with that being said, you know, a lot of times people talk about identity theft and, you know, CEOs or senior executives sitting around the steering committee or the strategic table, they may be saying, you know what, we have an identity theft product checklist, you know, they check it off the list and think it's done. So, you know, if you could get all those people in the room, CEOs, CFOs, COOs, CMOs, CIOs, CDOs, CXOs, and all the rest of the C's that we're coming up with today, you know, what would you tell them regarding fraud prevention?
I think there's a lot of misconceptions right now when it comes to EMV and the impact that we're seeing when it comes to fraud. So I think the misconception is that with EMV, no fraud is going to exist, but that's just simply not true. I think as cards continue to be produced with the match stripe on them, we're going to continue to see counterfeit fraud attempts take place because that match stripe is still going to be usable for fraudsters. In addition, we're going to see online fraud. We're also going to see account takeover. So I think it's important to keep that in mind and to keep looking ahead as to where fraudsters might be maneuvering their techniques and working to prevent that. And I think one of the ways in which you can really work to prevent that is relying on the experts to help in stopping that fraud or have your best interest in looking at that. So it's really a balance of making sure that you look forward in looking at where fraudsters might be going to next, and then making sure that you have strategic partners in place to help mitigate that, because having somebody that is familiar with fraud and familiar with the techniques that fraudsters are going to turn to can be very helpful in trying to stop this down the road and make it so that you're not a victim going forward.
So awesome. With that being said, when you talk about, you know, making sure you're staying on top of this, do you have any, you know, recommended resources or what's some of your favorite sites and blogs and newsletters to pay attention to try to stay up to, you know, up to the latest and greatest when it comes to fraud prevention? Is there anything that you recommend to our listeners?
Well, you know, I think Brian Krebs is always a favorite when it comes to looking at fraud. I mean, he's always the first to announce a number of the large breaches. There's also a number of fraud forums. And I think within the credit union and banking space, there's additional resources just locally. So I'm really an advocate that fraud is in everybody's best interest to communicate and collaborate on. So I know that, you know, here at TMG, we are part of a number of forums in which fraud experts across the industry will gather and meet together to talk about the trends that we're experiencing and what we're doing to stop it. And a lot of times that we find that these forums exist locally for a lot of our credit union partners and for financial institutions where they are gathering to talk about these trends. So it's seeking that out and and building up that network of fraud experts to talk about what's taking place.
Awesome. Hey, you know, Ashley, you've been so nice and so informative. If you would please give me your debit card number, I'd like to send you something from Amazon Prime. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that.
Would you like my PIN number?
I've got 15 of Dr. David's numbers right now, but that's because I'm working with a Ukrainian spy in South Florida who's sitting outside his office, even as we speak, monitoring, since we know he's not paying attention to his smartphone.
I see somebody in our trash can out there. So
yes, he works for me. Leave him alone. He's just trying to take care of the environment. I'm gonna upgrade from that Sonata somehow, some way. No, I'm just kidding. And no, seriously, this is one of those topics. And people get upset with me because I can be a little outspoken about things and how credit unions spend their time and energy and discretionary income. But this is something that we don't talk about enough. I think it has the potential to impact your credit union brand and your banking brand far more than social media posts about being closed on Monday when you're not really closed on Monday because your mobile app will be working on Monday. But I did want to thank you so much for carving out some time in your day. Trust me, it is when I said it's a full-time job for TMG's Ashley McAlpine, it's a full-time job for every banking brand right now. And before we let you go, just a couple of quick, fun bullet point questions. What is the last song you listened to?
Oh my goodness. I still have been in the Christmas spirit. So I have some pretty good Christmas songs right now on my playlist. Mostly from my favorite country artist. So I'm still in the holiday.
Who is that?
Days.
Who is your favorite country
artist? You know, I am a big Garth Brooks fan.
Oh, okay. Ooh. All right. I'm not a big country fan, but I know his fans. I know I admire his fans because they're very, very loyal. And last question: do you have a favorite breakfast cereal?
I do. I would say Lucky Charms, but yes. I'm gonna have Lucky Charms.
Yes.
That is
I love. I have. I have two boxes downstairs. Now, do you eat it dry or do you actually put cereal in it?
No, it's just the cereal. I don't do milk.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, no. And when I put it, I do sometimes have it with milk. But did you used to like eat out all the little wheat oat parts and leave all the marshmallows behind?
Oh no, I would just eat the marshmallows. The marshmallows are the best part. I think they are actually coming out, and you can just buy the marshmallows.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. If you'll give me your debit card number on the air, I'll make sure I get some of those for both of us. No, that's my favorite breakfast. I used to just eat around the marshmallows so I could just have a big spoonful of marshmallows. But that is my favorite. That is my favorite. Sarah, hey, before we let you go, if people want to get a hold of you, if they want to kind of follow the stuff that you write about and stuff like that, I'm going to put a link out to the section where they feature you on the TMG side. I'll add that to the episode page after the show. And if you'll email me those blogs that you mentioned, I was having a hard time hearing when you said them. I'll get those added to the episode page as well. But what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Yep, email is always great. So my email is ashley.mcalpine@tmg.global.
All right, and we'll put that into the episode description as well. Hey, Ashley, you've been an absolute delight. Thank you so much. Have a great, great day. And like I said, we may be having you back quarterly to keep us up to date on this because, as you know, it changes seemingly every day, doesn't it? These fraudsters are getting smarter and more sophisticated every day.
It does, yeah. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Ashley McAlpine, everybody. Great job. Great job. Yep. And Dr. David and I will wrap it up right after this. Great interview. Hey, Dr. David, that was a pretty cool guest, right? She really had some great ideas.
Yes, absolutely. You can see now she's well-spoken, but if you check out her research and her articles, you can really Get some pretty good depth when it comes to insights about what this topic has, how it affects our membership, and how we can work together collaboratively to help protect our membership.
I totally agree. And like I said, it really gets your attention when it happens to you. And, you know, it was just one of those Saturday evenings, and my wife was out at Belk and Target. And, you know, I just picked up the phone to say, let's see how much she's – and I saw the amount. I saw my balance had gone down by over $1,000. And I'm like, there aren't that many pairs of shoes in the world. There aren't that many scented candles at Pure One Import. This is – and I saw – Sam's Club, and that's when I knew. And of course, I called the manager of that location. They were like, oh yeah, we got hit hard Super Bowl Sunday because people were buying big ticket items, televisions and stuff, and the cashiers and stuff weren't checking everything the way they're supposed to. And but like I said, it is a full-time job. Do they have a conference that's dedicated just to this? Have you ever heard of one?
That's a good question. I know that there's breakout sessions at conferences around this topic.
Right.
To that point, is there one dedicated to this solely?
I don't know.
I'm aware of. We have a lot of regional-based meetings based on with our different law enforcement agencies, whether it's the Secret Service or FBI or the local police departments, and we work closely with them, and we have regional kind of meetings that happen, you know, from time to time. If there's a particular new ring that's coming through, then obviously there's going to be a special meeting for that. But if it's just general knowledge base, it might be, you know, two times a year. And then based on what's going on, it might be increasing. There might be special meetings that everybody will get invited to and really try to share amongst the network of people that live in South Florida. And to your point, I mean, there's probably not a quarter that goes by that my wife or I don't have our card replaced. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So we're always having a card replaced, whether it's, you know, typically what they tell us is the skimming at the gas stations is the number one reason. That seems to be the biggest part of it. But, you know, even with the PIN, the chip and PIN technology, EMV, it's you know, it's not going to slow down online fraud.
Yeah, I know some of my friends at church, they buy what was called a script card. So they buy gift cards and use those for everyday purchases, which benefits the church and school. I hadn't really thought about that. I think that's where my card got ripped, was at the gas station. And but of course, they can walk by you now and just take that stuff right out of your pocket. And it is one of those topics that I always forget to talk about because the show is driven around performance, but you can't put on a great live performance if you're spending your entire day worried about your members and fraudulent charges. Hey, folks, don't forget, if you get a chance, check out this episode of the NAFQ Journal. They've gone through a bit of a rebranding on their magazine. I believe it's on page 9. There's a very nice story about the radio show as we head into our 8th year of broadcasting. And because NAFQ is smart, they did not include any pictures of myself or Dr. Troy because they want people to actually look at the article. And for those of you that are complaining because of some of the things that I've said over the years, look, the time to complain is before the article. I told you last year that we were going to be featured in this. If you wanted to get up in arms, you should have done that before. If you want to be an agitator, learn how to be an agitator. I'll be happy to give you some lessons. You can call me any time. His name is Dr. David Tui. Hey, man, we haven't talked to you in a while, so how are things going out there at Power FI?
Now, things are going fantastic. We continue to experiment and innovate in a lot of different ways. We are hitting a lot of base hits. We're hitting having some strikes as well, so it's not always the easiest game to play. But recently, last year, we reduced our fees to our members by over $1 million and still grew revenue, still growing loans. Had a fantastic merger this year with Ryder Systems, and so just continue to grind it out day in and day out and making sure that we are doing our best to serve our member owners and our employees. And so our employee satisfaction, one of the things that we're most excited about is that this year we set a new record for employee satisfaction, so by 20% better than any prior year.
Wow.
And so we're very excited about that.
And we're rewarded with the Sun Sentinel Reward for one of the top places to work. And that's always awesome. Power Financial Credit Union, welcome to the family. His name is Dr. David L. Tuyo II, CIMA, CCE, CUDE, CLE, AFAAS, MBA, DBA, and PhD. And I am Jason Dias with the G ED, and you've been listening to the Power Performance, the show that asks the question. I do have a college degree, but after that, it's kind of hard to say I've got a BA in American history. You have been listening to the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We'll get that information updated that Ashley was talking about. And Dr. David, thank you so much for hopping on. It's always fun when you jump on and do the show.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody else, until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
And that's all, folks.